אוקיי, חבר'ה. מצד שם, a little bit of Yisro, a little bit of Chanukah, some Purim. Good stuff. So we know by Yishma Yisro, Chazal say, different days as to what Yisro heard and what prompted him to come to Klal Yisro. Some say Matan Torah Shamoba, some say Kriyas Yamsuf. Others say Mohammed Amalek. So just to have some clarity on that, B'siyat Tadishmaya. Secondly, Chazal tell us in Pirkei Avolazar that the entire Matan Torah experience lasted only for 3 hours. 3 hours. So Mefarshim will question this, how could it be 3 hours? But as I state in Pirkei Avolazar, before we begin, let's understand that based on what I heard from my Rebbe once, that when Klal Yisrael stood by Har Sinai, many things were taking place by the Har. The Torah describes them. There was kolos and berakim, there was a kol shofar chazak miyad. And amongst all this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in a loud, clear voice, Anei HaShem Elokecha. So my Rebbe explained that Matan Torah experience was one that it was very easy for a person to be distracted. The Ikun Nekuda of Matan Torah was Anei HaShem Elokecha. But yet, you may have asked somebody after Matan Torah and said to them, you know, there were so many things that went on, what was your favorite part? And somebody may have said, that kol shofar was amazing. And some sort of said, wow, you know, the kolos and the berakim and the lightning, it was like a light spectacle. It's only those who are being mevakish the emes, that they studied Har Sinai and they were able to zero in on the nekuda pnimi of Matan Torah, which was Anei HaShem Elokecha. Which is quite fascinating, because you could be standing literally at the foot of the mountain and be at the tachlis of what the world was about. Yom HaShishi, Chazal say that the whole world was waiting for this day of the sixth day of Sivan. You could literally be looking at it. But because of all the chitzonius which is taking place, it can be a distraction for the Nekuda Pnimi. Be a distraction for the Nekuda Pnimi, the Emes, of which is Anei HaShem Elokecha, that Hashem is giving the Torah to Bnei Yisrael. Yisro was a person that although he was miles away and he wasn't literally standing by the Har, at least if you go according to Yisro Matan Torah Shamoba, that Yisro heard from miles away and he didn't even see. He wasn't close enough to see. But yet his clarity of hearing, his Vayishma Yisro, was greater than the Re'iyah of those who were standing that right by the mountain. Yisro heard, because he was able to zero in on the Nekuda of what Matan Torah was about, which is Anei HaShem Elokecha. Like we spoke about last week, Yisro was interested in the Elokus, that he was the biggest Mevakesh Hashem, that although on the Atzah he may have looked like somebody who was just going from God to God to God, you know, like on a, like in an amusement park, Lahavdil, but that wasn't the Nekuda. Nekuda of Yisro was that he was doing Mevakesh the MS, and that MS is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving his Elokus to Bnei Yisrael. So therefore, even if a person understands that the giving of the Torah is essential, one can be holding the eye, I'm interested in Torah, which is like the Chachma of Torah, the Amkus in Torah, yet be missing the Nekud of Torah, which is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving his Elokus. That the purpose of Torah is that Torah is a levush to be able to give over his elokus to Bnei Yisrael. Like we explained, Vayishma Yisrael, as Kol Asher Asa Elokim L'Moshe L'Yisrael Amo. That Hashem was giving his elokus to Bnei Yisrael. Anoichi is Rashi Tevos, the Gemara says, Ana Nafshi Kostas Yehovis, that I'm giving myself over to Bnei Yisrael. And that Yisrael was able to hear. That's Vayishma Yisrael. So therefore, there's something to be said about being a maven on the kolos of Matan Torah. That although there were asara kolos, and there were other kolos besides the asara sederos, which was the kolos of Rakim, to be able to hone in on the nekuda, which is the kol within all the kolos, which is the voice of the Shechina, of which Hashem says, Anech Hashem Elokecha, I'm giving you my Elokos. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he was trained to have ears like this, that he was always sensitive to the kol Hashem in every single thing. We find later on in Parshas Kisisa by the Shvir of the Luchos, that when Moshe and Yeshua are on the top of the mountain and they hear a commotion down below, so Yeshua says to Moshe, he says, Kol milchama b'machane. Right? They can't see what's going on, but they can hear what's going on. It's very similar to Yisro, who couldn't see Matan Torah, but he can hear Matan Torah. And Yeshua speculates and says, Kol milchama b'machane. Looks like we should go down, there's a war going on. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Yeshua, not exactly. Lo kolonos gevura, lo kolonos chalusha. This is not the voice of those who are winning or losing. Kol anois anoichi shamea. This is the anos of anoichi. And Zohar Chaim HaKadosh, that anoichi refers to the Shechina. This is the pain of the Shechina I hear. This is the pain of anoichi dahainu anoichi shem alokecha, which I hear. The Moshe was sensitive in the destruction of the voice of anoichi shem alokecha. He was able to hear the suffering of the Shechina, of which to others, even to Yeshua, it sounded like a kol milchama. But nobody was able to have ears like Moshe, to have ears like Yisro, Vayishma Yisro, to be able to hone in on the voice of the Shechina and everything which goes on. That's why it was a perfect shidduch Yisro and Moshe. He was Chosein Moshe. Hashem tells Moshe, go out to greet Yisro. Moshe didn't know whether to go out and greet him or not. Hashem tells Moshe, no, he deserves it. He's true, authentic Mavakesh Hashem this Yisro. To be able to hear the Shechina and everything. And that's what we speak about by tzaddikim. You may be familiar with the term that tzaddikim are miyachid yichudim. That everything which they do, b'chol derechecha da'ehu, they always are thinking about Hashem and the Shechina HaKadosha. B'chol derechecha da'ehu means that if you can have even a simple conversation with a tzaddik emes, he's not listening to what you're saying. He is, but that's only with a fraction of his ear. He's really listening to what is the Shechina telling me. And he has a whole different taich as to from what you're saying as to what's really being said to him from Hashem. And everything with which they speak, the Meyachid Yichudim, everything revolves around the Shechina. Because according to the Tzaddik Emes, there's only one voice in the world, and that's the voice which uttered Anech Hashem Elokecha. And within everything which takes place and every voice which is heard, they're able to hear the Kol Anech in everything which takes place. Yisro had such ears. They're able to hear the Anech Hashem Elokecha and everything. Part of which we do in Kriya Shema, every single day, Zaya tells us, Yigmar Yushalmi tells us, that spread out throughout Kriya Shema, from beginning to end, from Anechi to the world Emes, are the Aseres HaDibros. For example, Kabbid HaSavichas, Merum is in L'man Yerichu Namecha Al Adama. Right? L'man Yerbu Yemeche V'mei V'neichem. Anechi Shem Elokecha, of course, is connected to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And Lo Yelecha L'himachim Al Panai. That every single day when we recite Kriya Shema, which is a Daraisa, it's a re-Kabbalah of the Aseres HaDibros. Which is very nice because the Ari HaKadosh tells us that when we say before Shema Yisrael, V'kerav tanum alkin l'shem chagod l'selah b'emes b'yahava, the Ari says that one of the Sheish Zechiros, at least four of the six he brings there, V'kerav tanum alkenu, he says, is a remez to Kabbalah Satayr, that Hashem brought us close. And immediately after that, we go into Shema Yisrael, which is literally the Aseret HaDibros. So every single day when we do Kriya Shema, it's a re-experience of the Aseret HaDibros. And the reason why the Aseret HaDibros are nizlabish in Kriya Shema is because really the Aseret HaDibros are nizlabish in everything. Wherever you go and everything which we do, those who are sensitive and they have ears like Yisro, Vayishma Yisro Dika ears, they're able to hear the revelation of Elokos in everything which is done and everything which is heard. So Yisro had ears of Anech Hashem Elokecha. He had years of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that in everything which he heard, he was always prepared and searching for the voice of Hashem. So when it was heard, even miles away, he said, this is the voice I've been listening for. This is what I've been waiting for my whole life, and that brought him close. So just with Derech Remez, the Gemara says, Shema Yisrael, Shema B'chol Lashon Shata Shomea. That Shema, the halacha is, it can be said Even if a person doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, if he can say it in any language which he understands. So B'derech HaEmes, Shema B'chol Lashon Shat HaShemia means Shema Yisrael B'chol Lashon Shat HaShemia. In every voice, in every Lashon which you hear, you should hear Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And this was Yisro. So B'derech HaEmes, in the beginning, now that we understand that Matan Torah is really Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and in fact, there's a medrash I saw quoted, although I didn't find it inside. It says, "Lo pasak Hakadosh Baruch Hu tchila b'Har Sinai ela b'Shema Yisrael." The Hakadosh Baruch Hu opened up at Har Sinai. He didn't begin Har Sinai with anything other than Shema Yisrael. That the whole experience of Matan Torah was one of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And Yisro heard that. Yisro achar Matan Torah Shama Uba. So just with the Derech HaEmes, it's very nice. Vayishma Yisrael. Vayishma is a lashon of Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. In fact, Vayishma Yisrael Kohen is Gematria Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And the next words immediately after that, Midyon Kohen, Midyon Chosein Moshe. Eskol is Gematria Baruch Shem Kevei Machzel Elam Voad. So therefore, Vayishma Yisrael Kohen Midyon Chosein Moshe Eskol is Gematria Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Baruch Shem Kevei Machzel Elam Voad. Now this inyan of Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kamech Zal Nevoed, which is called Yichad Ilah and Yichad Tata. So Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is said B'kol Ram, and it refers to B'derech Remez, B'derech Drush, to the places in the world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests Himself, where Hashem is revealed. However, Baruch Shem Kamech Zal Nevoed, which we say B'chashai, quietly, B'shtika, refers to those places in the world where there's still a shlita of the Sitra Achra, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence is not yet completely revealed. And essentially what we wish to do through our Avodas Hashem is that even in those places where HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be seen, where we have to whisper Kivyachol, that Hashem's presence should also be revealed there as well. So therefore there's an inyan when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Baruch Shem K'machos HaNevoed, not to be mafsik, and therefore to be mamshech, the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the revealed Elokos and Achdus of Hashem, into those places which is called Kod Machuso, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malbish Himself, that not yet Hashem's presence has been revealed in those places. This is why by Matan Torah, Chazal tells us that when Hashem said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the world was in a complete silence. And in that silence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared with a loud voice, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokecha. The reason why it was b'shtika is because shtika refers to even the places in the world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is not revealed. And so when Hashem said, Anoch Hashem Elokecha, He revealed His presence even in those places where His presence was not yet revealed until that point. That's called shtika. And this is what the Chazal refer to when they say on the pasuk, Atah harish aladas keshem holokim, ein oid. Chazal say, ein oid, afilu b'chalalu shalola. Even in the places in the world where there's a chalal, there's a void, where it's empty and it's mute, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed His presence there. And that's the tachas of Shema Yisrael juxtaposed to Baruch Shem, that the ram kol of Hashem Echad should be sound, even in those places where there's a shtika, where Hashem can't be seen and can't be heard. Chazal tell us that until now, there are 25 letters in Shema Yisrael and 24 letters in Baruch Shem Kevei Machzel Elam Voed. Lasilavo, even Baruch Shem Kvimachasan of Voed will have a 25th letter. And that 25th letter, that extra letter, will be the Vav in the beginning of Baruch, and it will be U Baruch Shem Kvimachasan of Voed. And this Vav is a Vav of Makasher, which will be Makasher Baruch Shem Kvimachasan of Voed to Shema Yisrael. And this is the essence of what we're saying, that with that Vav is a channel, it's a tzinor, to be Mamshech the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, even into the places where we can't utter the Shem Hashem, B'chashay. That's through the Vav of Uvarach Shem K'machaz Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And really the fact that Yisro, who is standing in the very far places from the revelation of Sinai, in the places in the world of Shtika, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence has not yet been revealed and heard, the fact that Yisro heard there the voice of Hashem, of Anei Hashem Elokecha, what that accomplished was that Yisro was the one who was able to draw in the Elokos of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the revelation of Sinai, of Elokos and Achdus of Hashem, even into the place of the Shtika, in the Makomas HaRechayk and B'yoser. So Yisr really represents this Vav HaMosif, which is able to be Makasher and to reveal the Shema Yisrael into the places of Shtika. So with this we can understand why Yisro's name, we know before it was Yisro, it was Yeser. The Chazal say, what's the deal with Yeser, Yisro? So Chazal say that after Matan Torah, an Os Vav was added to his name. So according to this, it's very nice. So the reason why Yisro had a Vav added to his name, and Yeser, Yisro means Yeser Vav, that he added a Vav, because that he added that Vav of U Baruch Shein Kavimach Hasan Lavoed, to be Mekash Shema Yisrael to Baruch Shein Kavimach Hasan Lavoed. That's why Dafka here, Vayishma Yisro Koi Medio Chois Meshes Kol Asher 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 Asher. Dafka here we have the gematria of Shema Yisrael Baruch Shein Kavimach Hasan Lavoed. Dafka by Yisro, because Yisro is that Vav, which is Mekash Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shein Kavimach Hasan Lavoed together. To be Megala, the Kvot Shemaim, even in the far places. Another Deyach in Chazal is that Yisro heard Melchama Samalik Shama Uva. Why Dafka Melchama Samalik? Because that's the end of last week's parasha. So therefore, Samach Teva Yishma Yisro is Melchama Samalik. But what does Amalik have to do with this? So the Sfarim Kedushim already tell us that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is Gematria 1118. Baruch Shein Kemach Tzal Boed is Gematria 1358. The difference between these two numbers is 240. 240 is Gematria Malik, which means to say that a Malik stands in between Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and Baruch Shein Kemach Tzal Nevoed. So therefore, with Melchamas HaMalik, by eradicating a Malik which stands in between Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shein, will allow them to become one with each other. So therefore, this makes a lot of sense. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Baruch Shein Kemach Tzal Nevoed, what stands in between a Malik, 240. So therefore, when Yisrael heard Melchamas HaMalik, that Bnei Yisrael eradicated Amalek, which is the mapstick between Shema and Baruch Shein, Mameila Vayishma Yisro. That's why Yisro came. Because when you eradicate Amalek, then the Vav can come in its place. So therefore, it's just a perfect flow, that when Amalek goes away, Yisro comes in, because no longer is Amalek in between Shema and Baruch Shein. Yisro can now do his job, is to add that Vav, that's the Vav HaMakashu, the Yeser Vav, between Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shein. Actually works out very nice, because the last word in Shema is Echad, and the first word in Baruch Shein is Baruch. So Echad, Baruch, is Gematria 241. 241, which is one more than Amalek, which is 240. So when U Echad, U Baruch come together, that's the Hisgabrus, one more, which is Echad, right? One more on top of Amalek will bring these two Yehudim together. This is the sod of Halakas Ner Chanukah. Halakas Ner Chanukah, the Indian of Halakas Ner Chanukah is to light Bachutz. Bachutz is in the places which are very far, which are outside the bias. Because the whole Indian is to be Megala, the Kvod Shemayim, Pesuminisa, to be Mamshech, the Ner of Chanukah, into the Makomas HaRechayke. What that means is to take the sod of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokei Shem Echad and be mamshech it even into the places of Baruch Shein Kemach Tzal Nevoed where Hashem's name can't be heard and can't be seen. It works out very nice because the Ari says that when you light Ner Chanukah, that's mechaven a certain yichud which is called Ner, which is three havayas and Ekya, Elokim, and Adnos, which is gematria Ner. It's the same kavanah that the Ari has when you say Shema Yisrael. He says Shema mechaven Ner. So the Ner Chanukah is really just an extension of Shema Yisrael. But you laid it outside to be Mamshachim and the Mekomas HaRechayk. So what's the Remez? The Remez is that a Ner is like a letter Vav. Right? It looks like a Vav. And you have to take it into where? Into the Delas HaBayis Bachutz. So Bachutz is Baruch Shein. Now the Bayis is the letter Beis. Bayis is Beis. The Beis of what? The Beis of Baruch Shein Kibachus on the Voed. You have to be Mamshachim onto the Delas HaBayis. You have to light by the Delis. The Delis is the Dalet of Echad, which is at the end of Echad. So if you take the end of Echad, which is a Dalet, and then you take the Beis, which is the beginning of Baruch, together you have the Delis Habayis, and there you light a Ner Chanukah, which is a Vav. So what you're doing is that you're taking a Vav, and you're putting it at the Dalet and the Beis, which is Miyachid, Echad and Baruch, and from that's the sort of being Mamshech, Shema Yisrael, into Baruch Shein Kemach Tzal Nevoed.
Just to clarify, just like, we clarify that. So it's the Vav of Hanukkah, the Beis of Baruch Hashem, and then the Dot of, which is the end of the Chanukah.
Exactly.
Which is connected to...
Exactly.
It's connected to what's connected.
So the Vav is going to be that Ubaruch Shein, which connects the Dalet of Echad with the Beis of Baruch. That's called the Delas Habayis. Yeah. So it works out very nice, because if you go back to our Gematria, Vayishma Yisrael Kohen, right? But Yishma Yisrael Kohen was Gematria Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Now Midyan Kohen, Yishma Yisrael Kohen is Shema. Midyan Chose Moshe as Kol is Baruch Shem on the Voice. So therefore, where do they meet? They meet at Kohen Midyan. Kohen is the last word from the Gematria of Shema. Midyan is the first word of the Gematria Baruch Shem Moshe. So Kohen Midyan really brings together, right? Brings together these two things. So Kohen Midyan is a remnant of Hanukkah, because Kohen is the one who lights the Halakas near Hanukkah. It's done all day the Kohen. But furthermore, the Arizal says that when you light the near Hanukkah, you're mechavin the Hadlik near Hanukkah. The Rizal says that lahadlik is the secret of the hadlaka is lahadlik. Lahadlik is gematria, without getting into the details, absagma. Okay, that's called lahadlik. And that's a very important kavana in halakas neyachanik, the word lahadlik. So lahadlik is also gematria kohen midyan. So therefore, in this word, kohen midyan, which is actually combining shema with Baruch Shem Kvod HaVoed, that's gematria lahadlik. So therefore, when you do lahadlik, the hadlak is the idea of exactly what we described before. The hadlakas near Hanukkah is being miyached Shema and Baruch Shem Kimachas Olam Vod together. To be mamshech, that kol ram, that voice, into the places of shtika. What's interesting is that the Svar Makhleshim say this is the secret of Vayifen Kovacho. That when Moshe killed the Mitzri, it says Vayifen Kovacho. That he looked here and he looked there. Vayar ki ein ish, vayaches hamitzvi, vayitzmenehu bachol. So the Sfarim say, vayif, the Zohar says, vayif in kovacho. Kovacho is a remez to the 25 letters of Shema, and what will be the 25 letters of Baruch Shem. Ko is 25, vacho is also 25. But there's a vav in the beginning of vacho, because the vav of vacho means the extra vav which will be added on to Baruch Shem Kvod HaVoed. That's the Bnei Yitzhak. According to this, it's very nice, because the Ari HaKadosh says that what happened to the neshama of this mitzvah that Moshe killed in this pasuk? You know who it went to? It went to Yisro. The Yisro received the neshama of this mitzvah, and that's why he became a ger. That's why Moshe goes to the house of Yisro afterwards, and what do they say? Ish mitzvah hitzanam yad haroin. Right? Yisro says, kirin lo v'yochalachem, bring him home. Right? Because Yisro understands, Yisro is the neshama of this ish mitzvah, which Moshe killed, so therefore, Moshe is really responsible for Yisro's geirus, because he unlocked the neshama which Yisro took to become a ger. So here, Yisro's paying back the favor to Moshe, to having him in his home and giving him his daughter as a wife. And so the two things go hand in hand. Yeah?
How would the mitzri that he killed make Yisro a ger?
Because that neshama was a Jewish neshama which Yisro took and made him a ger. Who was the mitzri?
No, it was a mitzri.
Yeah, but he had inside of him, he was holding on to a neshama of a yid. Many times the satan and sitra achra, the klipa, they hold on to neshamas, and when they are eradicated, those neshamas are able to come back to the fold.
The Moshe looked both ways. He saw this neshama, but he knew there was a devil.
Yeah, he knew that there was a Jewish neshama there, yeah, which he needed to set free. Yeah. So that's Yisro. Now what's fascinating is like this: when do we light the Ner Chanukah? On the night of Chaf Hei Kislev, right? So the Zohar says like this: the first 24 days of Kislev is Baruch Shem Kimachas on the Voed, 24 letters. Chaf Hei Kislev is the 25 letters of Shema. So according to the fact, like we said before, that when do we light Ner Chanukah? B'Shkiyas Hachama, right? That's when we start lighting Ner Chanukah. What is Shkiyas Hachama? Shkiyas Hachama is the point of the day which is really in between the previous day and the coming day. So therefore, if you take a Ner Chanukah and you light it at that time, you're being Mekasher, Chaf Dalid, with Chaf Hei. by lighting a Ner Chanukah, which is a Vav. So not only by lighting Ner Chanukah do we have before the idea of Al Delas Havayis, are we being Mamshech Shema into Baruch Shem, but even the whole setup of the day itself, Chav Ta'alit is Baruch Shem. Chav Hei is Shema Yisrael. So taking the Vav of Ner Chanukah at Shkiyas HaChama, which is in between Chav Ta'alit and Chav Hei, we're actually being Makasher. We're being Makasher, Shema Yisrael. Sorry, thank you. With Baruch Shem Kevein Machusai, Lil and Void. Now coming to Purim, we know that Haman was hung on an eighth Gavoya Chamishim Amma. This eighth Gavoya Chamishim Amma is also the secret of Shema Yisrael Baruch Shem. Because Chamishim is 50. It's the 50 letters of Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kamachas on the Ved with the extra Vav. So the eighth Gavoya Chamishim Amma is that we're being Toile Haman on an eighth Gavoya Chamishim Amma. This is the 50 letters of Shema Yisrael Baruch Shem Kamachas on the Ved. So you have to add the Vav. So the eights itself is like the tzura of a vav. The eights looks like a vav. So Haman was hung on the vav of Baruch Shem, Uvaruch Shem, Kevein Machusel Nevoah. And this is the secret of Baruch Mordechai. Baruch Mordechai means that Mordechai is called Baruch because he was the one that really this eight was supposed to be for Mordechai. Because Mordechai is Baruch. So if the eight was supposed to be for Mordechai, that's called Uvaruch. Because the eights is the vav and Mordechai is Baruch. But Haman was nitla on that. Which means to say that Haman was nitla on the vav of Uvaruch Mordechai. That's Chamishim. The eighth of Chamishim. What's interesting is that if you go back to the Gematria before of Yisrael, so Kohen Midjan, right? So that means that really, in between the words Kohen Midjan is where that vav goes. So the last two letters of Kohen is Hey Nun, and the first letter of Midjan is a Mem. So combined, these three letters spell Haman. That's Haman. And that's exactly where Haman is hung. Right? On that Vav of Ubaruch Shem. That's the sort of Ubaruch Mordechai. It goes very nicely because the Medrash says, at what time of day was Haman hung? At the time of Kriyashma. At the time of Kriyashma Shal Shachris. So according to this, it's very nice that this Mamish, these Chamishim, is literally the place from which Haman is hung. That's the Zman Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris. That's the time that Haman wanted to be Toile Mordechai and he was Nitla instead. It goes very nicely with the Remez, which we've mentioned before, from the Tefer Shlema, who says on the Pasuk of Ki Godol Mordechai Bebeis HaMelech Ushma'o Holech B'chol HaMedinos Ki Ha'ish Mordechai Holech V'Godol. He says, Ushma'o holech b'chol ha-medinos. Ushma'o means the Kriyas Shema of Mordechai. That the Kriyas Shema of Mordechai was so powerful, it was holech b'chol ha-medinos, is from Lashon Dinim. That it was able to be mamtik and to go through all the dinim, to be mamtik all the dilim. That was the koach of the Kriyas Shema of Mordechai. That the Kriyas Shema of Mordechai was able to be mapil. Haman. So it goes very nicely. That's why he was hung on the eighth Gavoya Chamishim Amma, which is the Shema in Baruch Shem of Mordechai. The Mordechai's Shema was so powerful, he was miyachid and mamshech the Shema into the lower places, to the silent places of Uvarech Shem Kamachos Nevoed, which is the silent place. And that's why Mordechai says to Ki im hacharesh tacharishi ba'is hazos. If you're going to be silent in this time, yama yehudim b'makom acher. The Mordechai was able to draw down the place, the high giloy of Shema, into the place of hacharesh tacharishi, which is in the places of silence. So it goes very nicely in the Remez in the Pasuk, Ki Gadol Mordechai Bebeis HaMelech. Right? The Beis HaMelech is the Beis of Baruch. That Mordechai was great in the Beis of the Melech, which is the Beis of Baruch Shem Kavayin Malchusai. The Beis of the Malchus. Ushma'o Holech. Shma'o is Shema Vav. That there was a Shema with a Vav was Holech, means that it went into B'chol HaMedinos. Ki Ya'ish Mordechai Holech V'Gadol. Mordechai was so great that his Shema had like legs, that it walked into the Baruch Shem Kavayin Malchusai Nevoed. And it goes very nicely because these words, after the word Ushma'o, which means Shema Vav, immediately after that, these words, Holech B'chol HaMedinas, Ki Ha'ish Mordechai Holech V'Gadol, is Gematria Baruch Shem Kevein Machusel Nevoed. So therefore, Shema'o, Shema Vav, and immediately after that Vav, the next eight words of the Pasuk, Holech B'chol HaMedinas, Ki Ha'ish Mordechai Holech V'Gadol, is B'gematria Baruch Shem Kevein Machusel Nevoed. that Mordechai was mamshech his kriyashma into the makomos, into those places of silence. And it goes very nicely with the Gemara's Joshua. The Gemara says, on the pasuk of Lahashem, Lahashem, La'aysalam, La'yikaris. V'haya Lahashem, Lahashem, La'aysalam, La'yikaris. Zumikra Gemigilah, the Gemara says. So you can see like this, V'haya Lahashem, Lashem is like the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is mentioned in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Lashem is Shem Kvayim Machusel Nevoed. So therefore, V'hoya Lashem Lashem means there's going to be a yichud between Havaya, which is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and Lashem, which is Baruch Shem Kvayim Machusel Nevoed. Why? La'ois Aylam La'yikareis. Because if you add the ois, if you add an extra ois, which is the Vav, then La'aylam La'yikareis, then it won't be separated anymore. That's called Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah is considered to be a Vav. The Ari says that the Megillah itself is like the Tzura of a Vav. It's like an Igeris. You know, if you fold up the Megillah and you stand it on the table, it looks like a Vav. So the Megillah itself is a Vav. That's the Pshat. La'ayisalam la'yikari is the Mikra Megillah. By reading the Megillah, which is a Vav, you make a Yichud between Lashem and Lashem, which is Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem for Machas on the Void. So this is the secret of Kabbalah Satara. Kabbalah Satara is a yichud, it's a gilui of Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem, Kabbalah Satara, Voed, of which Yisro added that Vav. And with this we can understand, which we began with, Vayishma Yisro, that he came after Matan Torah, that Vayishma Yisro means that he had ears to be able to hear Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad, and everything which he heard. He had ears, all he ever heard in his life was he was just searching for the voice of Hashem, and it was revealed, even from places which he couldn't see, he was able to hear it. So that's why the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says that the whole Matan Torah experience took 3 hours. Why 3 hours? Because the Shir and the Zman, Kriyash Madaraisa, Shalosh Shalosh Bayom. So since the whole Matan Torah experience was 3 hours, that's Keneged Kriyashma, which is Shalosh 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 Bayom. Now if you take a look inside, Pirkei Rabbi doesn't say it was from the beginning of the day, those 3 hours. He says it was a later 3 hours of the day, which is closer to midday. But that's not Shver, because the Oimek Inyan is that really Kriyat Shema should be the entire day. But it's only because there's a klipa which gives a gvul, v'gvalta esahar, that there's a gvul that you can't go beyond that gvul. So that's why until that gvul is pushed out, there's certain gvulos for where Kedusha could be revealed. But Matan Torah was such a revelation that it was able to push, to be mamshech, to be mayrech, the gvulos of Kriyat Shema, of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, even beyond the regular gvulos. So for us that we're in Golos, so this man, Kabbalah Samach Shemaim, is only up to 3 hours a day and not more. But by Matan Torah, that Gvul was pushed out because of the revelation of that which took place. Beyond those 3 hours, even later into the day. But still 3 hours. Still 3 hours. That's what you find by Tzaddikim, that if they daven, let's say, past, you know, the Zov Siman Kriyashma, Siman Shal Shachris, by Tzaddik Emes, the reason why that is because they understand that the reason why Kriyashma and this Zman Tefillah is only 3-4 hours into the day is because that's the gvul which the Sitra Achra doesn't allow the Kedusha to go any weiter. But for Tzadik Emes, if he can be able to push past those gvulos, he could daven Shachris later than that. That's what Tzadikim do what they do, because for them, they're living in a reality where that Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim is much, much greater and longer than just 3 hours of the day. For them, it's much, much more, because they're able to be miyachin themselves b'chol d'chach da'ehu in a shir much greater than us. Like you find that Chassidim Rishonim, that they daven 3 hours a day. Shalosh Shos, again, this is the secret of Hoshana Shalosh Shos, which we say. There's a certain Hoshana we say by when we take the lulav on Sukkot. Hoshana Shalosh Shos, Hoshana. This is the Shalosh Shos of Kriyashma, of Matan Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us that everything which we do, b'chod rechecha da'ehu, to always be miyachah with the nekuda pnimi of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad, until we see that giloi, the bias goyal tzedek from here, v'meinu amen. Yeah, that's right.
That's why Yisrael left. After he joined
Bnei Israel,
he then went back to
Midian. That's right. So he went back to the Makom HaSarachaikim to be Mamshech. That's his job. His job is the job of a ger like that, of a Vav. His Makusher to that Vav is to be Mamshech to Kvayt Shemayim to Makom HaSarachaikim. So that's why he went back to Midian, yeah.
But also Matan Torah was supposed to be on
Vav Nisan. Right, very good. Matan Torah was on Vav Nisan, Vav Sivan, right. Vav Sivan, yeah.
Where does Haman come in with Kohen Midian again?
Haman? Because the last letters of Kohen are Hainun, and the first letters of Midyan is a mem. So right there it spells Haman. And Kohen Midyan is the place from where the gematria of Shema ends and the gematria of Baruch Shem begins. As if to say that Haman has a shaykhis to that Vav. He's nitl on that Vav. And that Vav is the eight. Yeah.
Also, Achan and Baruch with a Vav is 247. So it's one away from Avraham.
That's right.
I'm trying to think of something about that.
Yeah, I was thinking about this. Yeah, Shkoyachem.